This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
City through COVID-19. I also want to thank all of you. By staying home and wearing a mask, you are helping to starve the virus so we can get Memphis back to work again. I have another request. If you have not been tested and you are experiencing symptoms, please get tested. It's free, and we have testing sites throughout Memphis. You don't need a doctor's referral, but you do need an appointment. To find a site near you, go to covid19.memphistn.gov. The resources are there. Please use them. We will get through this, Memphis, but it will take all of us working together to stay apart.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up and get back to playing the game we all love. Edwin Watts Golf Shop is now fully reopened to serve all your golfing needs. Our team has taken precautions to ensure your shopping safety when you visit our stores. Come in today and get the best deals on clubs, bags, balls, apparel, and more. And at Edwin Watts, we offer free custom club fitting, club repair, and trade-ins. Now, let's get out there and play some golf. Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 till 11 a.m.
So your radio show has good pull in that after that radio show went on, HBO's Real Sports called me and said, we heard you on the Jeff Calkins Show and want to talk to you about the sports stuff.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected. Memphis's quarantine station with news, sports, information, and entertainment. This is 92.9 with the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 till 11 a.m.
We finally made it. It is the weekend. It's Friday, and I know for a lot of you that means it's probably time for a drink. I recommend sitting down this weekend with a Riverset Rye Whiskey. It's a 93 proof unfiltered rye whiskey, and it is as delicious as it sounds. It's smooth. It's great tasting, and that's what you want. You know, you get those notes, right? The cinnamon, the vanilla. It's an absolutely delicious drink, and the best part about it to me, one, it's affordable, $29.99 wherever you can get your fine liquors, and it's versatile. You know, you can drink it neat. I know a lot of people want to do that. You can drink it on the rocks, classy. You can also make a cocktail like the Memphis Mule, which is ginger beer, lime, and, of course, the whiskey. So it's versatile. You can mix it up, and it is delicious. $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. Go out there and get yourself a bottle today. Join the Rye Revolution. Go against the current. It's Riverset Rye.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Hey, who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention?
All right, girl, how we doing today, Memphis? It is Friday. The weekend is here. Although, let's be honest, like right now, pretty much every day is the same, right? Tomorrow and Sunday, then hopefully you don't have to get on your computer, do any Zoom meetings, yeah, anything like that. So the weekend is here. Things are opening up.
Hey-o.
Listen to the Jeff Calkins Show with Charles Smithman earlier. Things look like they're turning in the right direction.
It does. Feels good.
It does feel good, Matt. It does feel good. I took a shower today. I feel like $1 million.
Across the glass, it looks like.
Across the glass, safely.
Yeah, we are safely distanced from each other with a layer of glass between us, and you look
thick.
Refreshed and clean over there.
Two separate windows.
Double pane glass. It's safety first here.
Safety first.
92.9.
Always.
Good to have you, Matt.
It's good to be here. Yes, back behind the mic again today. You can hit me up on the Twitter, @ The Matt Stark. On loan from St. Benedict today. And if I can take a quick moment, Brad, I will tell you, one of the reasons that I'm in a super good mood, we are wrapping up a pretty good fundraiser today. All week, we've been asking our families that can help out to do so with tuition assistance for our current and incoming families. It's a big need right now, not just for us, for schools across the city.
Yeah.
So this is one way that we could try to help during this whole thing. And we topped our goal Tuesday.
Nice.
So the rest of the week, we've just been trying to run up the score. And that's what we're still
trying to
do.
Raise money.
Finish strong.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I've been in this position before that a lot of our families are in right now.
Of course.
Where you're out of work and you're wondering, what am I going to do? And it's not just about tuition payments. It's about real life payments, right?
Real life.
How am I putting food on the table? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? And and the fact that we have been able, in a small way, to help some of our families. I can't get over the outpouring that we've gotten from our St. Benedict families. I'm so thankful. And it goes to am I honest, to what my mom always used to tell me, that people want to help people. Like, regardless of what we hear and what we see all the time on the news about all the bad stuff, that gets the coverage. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. But that there's more good out there than bad, and people want to help other people. I truly believe that. And when you see natural disasters, horrific incidents, shootings, whatever, there's an outpouring of support and people trying to lend a hand and do what they can and do what's right. And anyway, I didn't want to get off on a huge tangent, but we've had a terrific week at St. Benedict. I'm really excited about it and hoping that we can help a lot of families. And if there's any alums out there from SBA, or if you're wondering, like, hey, you know what? I want to help some people. I'm looking for something right now. I'm blessed that I have some extra, some coin or whatever like that. You can help us out, too, if you'd like. SBAEagles.org/SBA Challenge. Anyway, so I feel good about that. I showered today. You know, I don't
got your SBA shirt
on
today.
I got
my
SBA shirt on. We are moving into the weekend. Gibson's opened up this morning.
That is like a major sign
of
normalcy.
That's a big sign.
Yes. Socially distanced as we get ready to get our donuts.
I haven't had a chance to read Jeff Calkins' article yet, but he was out there apparently at 5 this morning. I heard him earlier. He said there was at least 3 TV stations out there. Now, here's the thing. I love Gibson's, and shout out to my man Don DeWeese. Uh-huh. Love Gibson's. Best donuts in the entire planet. I don't care. You could, you know, I haven't tried every donut on the planet. No duh.
No question.
But I'm just saying, these are the best donuts in the world. I'm not getting in line at 5 in the morning.
You know, I think it's a rite of passage. I grew up in a super, super small town, a couple thousand people. The donut shop in my hometown, it's sort of like the epicenter of the town. And I think Memphis, much bigger city, Don has created this niche. It's sort of the coffee clutch center for our town. It's a local businessman. It's not, no disrespect to Krispy Kreme, it's not a chain.
Yep.
You know, it's right in the center of town. It's in East Memphis.
Yep.
So the location is good. It's got that kind of cool sign. There's some nostalgia with it. And I think that's where you get 3 TV stations out there. That's where you get, because people are like just dying to feel like something is normal.
Yep.
And that is sort of one way to do it, I guess.
You got that. The Memphis Farmers Market opens tomorrow.
Oh, I saw that too. There you go.
That Malco Drive-In is open, right?
Good. Yep.
Like the zoo opened this week.
Yep.
The only thing that kind of stinks, the weather's supposed to be kind of cruddy for the next couple
nice
days.
This,
like, this would be the weekend that we should have had last weekend. You know what I mean? Like the sun, it's 70, it's 80. Get people out, be responsible, be smart about what you're doing, but try to take a deep breath, you know, and be like, okay, we're working the problem. We're trying to get through this together, and that there's, you know, maybe there is hope and there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, Jason said it on this show, the weather. And this is typical Memphis, right? Memphis in May weekend, which would have been Memphis in May. True.
That's right.
Was awesome weather.
That's right.
And it's
it
like,
wouldn't rain for the first time in forever.
Weather gods, are you really going to do this while we're in the stupid quarantine that you give? And really, April, I hate saying it. I mean, I was working from my backyard for the radio station. It was one of the best Aprils I can remember.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, you still got the pollen, and so you're jacked up on the allergy meds. But
right,
like,
that's
if you
no
can
good.
Get through that part of it,
yes.
It really was because, and you even had like intermittent rain to blow off the pollen in
yep.
April. I do hope we as we get back to normal that we get those weekends, you know, and then it's not really hot
because yeah.
usually by about June it starts cooking a little
by
bit.
By now, yeah. like we've had, you know, we've been up into the high 80s, 90s, whatever. Keep it in the 60s, drop down at night even 50. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And they had a
but
story.
Those days are coming to an end.
One other story that they covered last night was that game day in Cordova is opening.
Okay.
That's the big little league thing. Now, I think it's very selective. It's like if you feel inclined and you have zero issues,
yep.
and moms and dads, if you can stay home, it's drop your kid and watch from the car. And they're taking out the bleachers. But game day is fixing to open as well.
And here's the thing. As we do all this, just be smart. Like, if you're not feeling well, stay the hell
That's
at
it.
Home.
Or if you're
like,
immunocompromised, you got to stay home.
It shouldn't be that difficult,
right.
you know, if we all try to do our best to look out for one another, just have a sense of community, you
sure.
know?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Take care
be
of
smart.
One another. Be smart.
Know
be
your
smart.
Know your condition and your age.
All of that.
I mean,
no
I hate
doubt.
To say it that way. That's true, though. Age has
for sure.
a factor here. If you're immunocompromised,
yeah.
All of those things.
Yeah. Big show for you today. We got a lot to talk about. Big day potentially. Yes, sports on Sports Talk Radio. Go figure. It's a new concept. Potentially a big day for Tiger basketball fans. DeAndre Williams, the Evansville transfer, expected to announce his decision at some point today. I thought earlier it was supposed to be around 3 o'clock, so that would be into the Giannotto and Jeffrey show. But then, as you were mentioned, maybe now there's talk that it might happen earlier. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that because
we need players too. Apparently,
we need players.
right. Good, eligible players,
and he's a really good player.
Yeah, he looks
so
good.
It looks like he can be an instant contributor.
Yep.
If he gets ruled eligible. And that's a super interesting story, and we'll get into that for sure
yep.
As the show unfolds. And we will talk Tiger basketball and recruiting and all that with former Tiger assistant Aki Collins coming up in just a little bit at 11:25. 11:45, we'll be joined by Jerry Brewer, national columnist for The Washington Post. And he wrote a column yesterday that's probably not going to go over all that well here because we are in the heart of SEC country. But essentially saying that, you know, there's no way college football should be considering bringing back players to campus if college students aren't back on those campuses too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that everybody listening will have some thoughts on that. So we'll talk to Jerry at 11:45. At noon, it is the rundown. And Brad, we have an amazing. Well, first, the big one obviously would be we're going to lead off with Penny and
Penny
talk
Hardaway.
About him. He was on All the Smoke podcast yesterday with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, two of the realest real dudes that have ever walked the earth.
Pretty hardcore,
let alone
too.
Played in the NBA.
Yeah.
And we'll give you some of the highlights from Penny's chat with them. He did talk about the NCAA and the James Wiseman situation, which honestly, I was a little surprised at.
I was too.
Like less is more in my mind.
No,
but,
you're right.
But I'm not Penny Hardaway, man. Like he lives by his rules and he's comfortable with the way he's doing. So more power to him. But we'll hear from Penny and we'll get into that at noon. In addition to the amazing story out of the NFL last night.
Oh my goodness. This has been bananas.
Not one, two starting NFL defensive backs. Yep. They are not teammates. They play for the Giants and the Seahawks. Are wanted today for armed robbery and facing potentially life in prison. Like, what?
I don't get it. And
they're both well compensated.
I know.
That's an amazing story. Like,
it is.
That
story's
got layer upon layer upon layer. We'll get into that as well at the rundown. 12:25, more from the NFL with NFLradio.com insider Elliot Shore Parks. And, maybe I'll even work up the courage to ask you about Tom Brady in Tampa if I think I can emotionally handle it. I'm in a good place right now, Brad, today that I don't know if I want to go down that road. But we'll talk with Elliot at 12:25 about the NFL. 12:45, we're going to bother John Martin on his day off. He was busy, though, while taking a well-deserved day off from radio yesterday. Wrote an interesting piece for The Athletic about former Tiger recruit turned NBA lottery pick hopeful R.J. Hampton. And you're asking, well, what's that got to do with Memphis? Well, we'll let John explain that at 12:45. Plus, we'll get more from him on DeAndre Williams and his potential decision today to come to Memphis. At 1 o'clock, we got over-under, and I've got one for you today, Bradley.
Okay.
I know you're a baseball guy. I'm a baseball guy. Soon, it might be the only thing that everybody here at the station's talking about, so you might have a whole bunch of baseball guys.
We actually
guys.
Might be baseball experts.
We might be. John Martin might be a baseball
We're
expert.
We're golf, NASCAR, and baseball yeah. experts. I'm sorry.
I know Jason is a Cubs fan, so he follows baseball. I know John Martin isn't a big baseball guy, but we may get him kicking and screaming to become one. But this involves the third rail for baseball fans, the universal DH.
Yep.
And my question is, what are you National League people going to see the light that the DH is the way to go? Like, who wants to watch pitcher strike out another pitcher over and over and over? We'll get into that at 1 o'clock.
I'll tell you, I have strong thoughts on that.
I'm sure that you do. You're a National League guy.
And
You're...
they may surprise you.
Oh, well, interesting. Yeah. Okay. 125, we're going to be joined by my buddy from News Channel 3, sports director Mike Sadie. We'll talk to him about how this whole crisis has affected local sports. His son, you're wearing all your Mississippi State gear. Mike's
yeah,
son
he's a Bulldog,
was
that's
a,
right.
Was a graduate, was supposed to graduate from State.
He did, right?
He did graduate.
He got the steaks on the grill,
He
even.
Didn't get the pomp and circumstance and all that. Like college seniors, high school students, eighth graders. My son graduated eighth grade. They're still hoping to have something for him in June. But, you know, we're all just kind of hoping at this point. But it's been an interesting spring. And we'll talk to Mike about that.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing about his son's experience, and you know, because they've done a lot of different things for the kids. The thing that is harder than that probably is the job market, because you're 22-year-old, and you know whether you started an internship. A lot of the internship programs are even done because of the laws, or they can't pay, or they have to pay, and so they can't have that. You know, if I would be scared being a 22-year-old, depending on what now field you're going into. Health may be better than some, but it all depends on what
category.
How about
you're walking into an economy that is where it is, and what, we've got 36 million
unemployed
Americans.
Unemployed people are looking for jobs, so you're competing with all of those people as
Yeah. Scary time.
Yeah. Not to darken the rainbow.
You're trying to bring me down. I'm not going to let it happen.
No, keep it up. Keep it up.
Yes. Positive Paul is going to win this one today.
All the smoke.
Since we are actually kind of going down that road, I want to make sure we send along our respects to the family and friends of Pepper Rogers.
Oh, yes.
Former head coach of the USL. USFL Memphis Showboats, who became a very vocal supporter of the city, tried to bring the NFL to Memphis. As Jeff Calkins pointed out earlier this morning in his show, that lessons learned from that whole pursuit were then applied successfully as Memphis then pursued and, of course, landed the Memphis Grizzlies. So Pepper was here well before I got to Memphis in my time at Fox. So I did reach out to my good friend Glenn Carver, former longtime sports director at News Channel 3, asking for some anecdotes, anything about Pepper that he could help fill me in with. And so he texted me back and told me I could use whatever I wanted. So I will. He said that Pepper was, A, great with media. Like, just put the mic in front of him.
PR wizard. Ron Olson said the same thing. He said the guy just, he knew everybody.
Charisma just up the wazoo. Knew everybody. loved the spotlight. Loved to entertain. And as a coach, like, the successful ones, they're good at that.
Yeah.
You know, was there, I mean, we saw it firsthand. John Calipari. Anybody better in front of a microphone than Cal?
No. This cat was quirky, though.
Very quirky. That came up as well. This was funny. So Glenn said his weekly news conferences with the Showboats were held at the original Grassani's, and that they would involve not bottles, but carafes of wine. Not singular, plural. Carafes of wine and pasta. And that the news conferences would last 2 hours or more. So you can imagine
the
story.
Sort of a Mike Leach vibe going here with some drinking.
You can imagine at some point the cameras go off. Yeah. It's not like today where every press conference is streamed start to finish. It's like, okay, are we done? Did you get what you... Okay, now let's get to the pasta. Let's get to the wine. Let's tell some stories. Yes, he's the Pepper was a unique character, funny guy, but dead serious between the lines. Like a really terrific coach.
Good coach.
Creative with his alignments, ahead of his time in that aspect. Very good with the players, kept them, kept it light with them, let them be themselves, gave them some free rope. And then he did close with this, said that Pepper, who lived on the South Bluffs apparently for forever.
Okay.
Said
good place to live.
No doubt. He used to say all the time, well, he wondered why a guy would want to play in Buffalo, Sorry, Jeff Calkins. Would want to play in Buffalo when he could eat barbecue in Memphis and stand outside all year looking over the Mississippi River.
Wow, I love this guy.
I do. I love that quote.
He liked
That's
Memphis.
Awesome. He sure did.
He liked Memphis.
Sure did. And Memphis embraced him. He embraced Memphis. And, yeah, you embrace Memphis, it'll embrace you right back, right? And I know that Jeff earlier had on Steve Earhart, who worked with Pepper with the Showboats. Yep. Steve had some great insight onto Pepper Rogers as well. And you can find that on the radio.com app?
Yeah, radio.com. You can rewind it. If your name is Pepper, you better be a good storyteller and probably should – being a character would probably play in your favor, I would guess.
I think so.
I wasn't around at that time, but everybody starts – you smile. They smile immediately when you ask about Pepper Rogers.
Yeah. Interesting cat, and that's all you can ask for, right? At the end, that people are talking about you happily and swapping fun stories and that kind of thing. So, anyway, I want to pay our respects to Pepper Rogers today at 88 years old.
Well done.
Passing away. Lot to get to today. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to talk Tiger Hoops. We're going to do that with Aki Collins next.
Memphis is listening now more than ever to 92.9 on AM, on FM, on the radio.com app, and on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
Thanks to Dan at Hidden Saves Corporation, Ron at Mays Courier Services, and Merritt at Tennessee Shakespeare Company for listening to 92.9.
Let us know where you're listening. Tweet us. Get us on Facebook or Instagram. Use the hashtag #StayConnected929ESPN.
Ah, we finally made it. It is the weekend. It's Friday, and I know for a lot of you that means it's probably time for a drink. I recommend sitting down this weekend with a River Set Rye Whiskey. It's a 93-proof, unfiltered rye whiskey, and it is as delicious as it sounds. It's smooth. It's great tasting, and that's what you want. You know, you get those notes, right? The cinnamon, the vanilla. It's an absolutely delicious drink. And the best part about it to me, one, it's affordable, $29.99 wherever you can get your fine liquors. And it's versatile. You know, you can drink it neat. I know a lot of people want to do that. You can drink it on the rocks, classy. You can also make a cocktail like the Memphis Mule, which is ginger beer, lime, and, of course, the whiskey. So it's versatile. You can mix it up, and it is delicious. $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. Go out there and get yourself a bottle today. Join the rye revolution. Go against the current. It's River Set Rye.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent, too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook.
Memphis' quarantine station with news, sports, information, and entertainment. This is 92.9.
I wanted to tell you how you're doing a great job, and Jason. Everybody just needs to chill out, and you did a great job, and John, you do too.
Thanks, man. Stay safe, brother.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 till 2 p.m. 92.9 is helping the Mid-South stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected, and please wash your hands.
The Live Love Memphis Group of RE/MAX experts. Listen, you want to get involved with the real estate market in the city of Memphis in the Mid-South, and I recommend doing it with the team at Live Love Memphis. They're the best in Memphis, and they are built to help you navigate these crazy times. This is what they do. They make things easy for their clients, whether you're buying, whether you're selling. They can take you through that process. They can help you if you're buying and you don't want to necessarily go inside the home because you're nervous. They can do that for you, show you virtually. Same thing on the other side. If you're selling, they can discuss the list price with you, all virtually, that easy. All you have to do is email at info@livelovememphis.com.
You have to do it anywhere you want it, 901-685-6000. Again, 901-685-6000. Can do that video conference, can video conference a showing, can do it from the comfort of your couch. The point is just call, 901-685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this hardworking Live Love Memphis team that you guys know. Got my home sold now over a year and a half ago. They'll get the job done for you as well. They're at livelovememphis.com.
At Charmin, we understand the last thing you should have to worry about right now is having enough toilet paper. Please know we're working around the clock to get you more Charmin as quickly as possible. We're also donating $2 million to direct relief to serve our communities. In the meantime, from our Charmin family to yours, please stay safe.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said.
I'm feeling the Elvis, Brad.
It's in the stack.
I like it. I like it. Welcome back. Matt Stark in studio today. Brad Carson across the glass and on the phone right now. Aki Collins, former Memphis Tiger assistant coach, NBA scout. Coach, it's been a while. How are you?
Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How's everything in your world? How's everybody handling? What's happening?
No complaints. Everybody trying to stay safe down here.
Yep, yep. Same, same, man. Well, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to visit with you again. It's been a while now. As you know well, Tiger recruiting never takes a day off, whether that's on the recruiting trail or on the airwaves. People simply can't get enough. If my math is right, now help me out here. You left Memphis a couple months before Dedrick and KJ Lawson arrived at Memphis in 2015. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Were you involved in the recruitment?
Yeah, I think, yes, the entire staff was. Obviously, they had committed the year before, I believe in the spring. And I think, you know, obviously their dad, Keelan, came on board that summer. So you know, I think everybody had a role in it, but obviously Keelan was a big piece of that puzzle.
Sure, sure. What was your relationship with that family like in that time? Do you remember?
Oh, it was good. It was good. He's 11 now. My 11-year-old son was going to play with their mom. She had a little AAU team, so he was thinking about playing with them. So it's a good relationship. I think they've been really good. They're good people. I think they've gotten a bad rap in the city because the kids left. And you know, I think I never have a problem with parents and families looking out for their best interests. At the end of the day, if those kids are successful, parents are there for it. If the kids aren't successful and they fall, all the noise around them goes away, and then the parents are left holding the bag. So at the end of the day, the parents are the ones that are invested, the family's invested in those kids' success. And so I think they should have a voice in whatever happens with them.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, obviously, what happened with the Lawsons after Tubby demoted Keelan, just touched on it. Dedrick and KJ left. Chandler signed elsewhere. But now Jonathan Lawson is on Memphis's radar. An offer has been made. That relationship appears to be on the mend. You know better than anybody how important it is for the success of the Tiger program to get the Memphis kids that they want and to make sure that the ones that they don't want to let get away, they don't let get away.
Matt, I think you hit it on the head. And I think because the community is so invested in the success of the Tigers that any kid that comes through the city, you know, everybody wants them to play on the Tigers roster. And I think, you know, you have 13 players. There has to be some balance to that. That's just my opinion on it. It may not be a popular opinion, but I think if you have all 13 guys from the city, that's 13 different circles that all want their guy to be successful.
Yeah.
So I think there needs to be a balance. I think the kids that sign with Memphis need to be kids that can play and contribute. I think it's hard not only for the circle but for the kid and the coaches when that kid comes there and doesn't get a lot of playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are so invested in their success.
Yep.
of the program. And then obviously the individual kid's success. So I think you have to do a really good job in identifying those guys. And, you know, some kids are going to leave, but you can't have a kid leave that you really wanted. I think that's a detriment to the program when that happens.
Yeah, and it's a battle. I mean, I would imagine, I guess it would have to be a situation similar to Memphis in terms of a city school, that a city that really breathes and eats basketball the way Memphis does, that the way that we know all these high school kids, Joe Jackson, everybody knew Joe Jackson, Tarik Black, Chris Crawford, go down the list to Tyler Harris just a couple years ago, where they are the man in school, and they've been the man for so long. And then when they get to college and you got to do things slightly different for Joe playing differently than he did in high school. And I can imagine, I mean, as you just touched on, yes, the parents for sure and those closest to them are looking out for their best interests for whatever reasons that may be. But they're focused on their kid. And I can imagine that that's a handful for a coach, for Cal. I know it was. I know it was for Josh. And I'm sure it is one for Penny as well, that trying to find that constant balance. And that's one of the, I don't want to say a drawback or a negative, but it's a challenge, I guess. And you could talk to that better than anyone, of trying to deal with all these different parties and keep everybody happy and kind of moving in the same direction.
Well, there's a couple parts to what you just mentioned. First and foremost, I'm from New York. I've lived in D.C., live in Atlanta, coached at Memphis. No place in the country that I'm familiar with has the same type of passion for the local school like Memphis does for the Memphis Tigers.
Yep.
That's first and foremost. Secondly, my first year there was our last year in Conference USA, and that's the year that Joe didn't win the tournament MVP, but he won the regular season MVP. And Joe had a phenomenal year because I think he blocked out all the noise that surrounds local kids that play at Memphis. He listened to what we were saying. Now, his stats weren't what they were at White Station. You know, I think he averaged like 13 points a game. But I think Joe was he was on pace late in the season to shoot 50% from the three-point line.
Yeah.
And like 90% from the foul line. And 40% from, like maybe 50% from the field. It was something ridiculous. Like, it was a stat that a 6-foot point guard should not have. Like, his stat line was incredible. What happened, in my opinion, was he had success, but during the offseason, everybody talked about his numbers, and he started feeling the pressure of, I have to have better numbers in terms of scoring
mm-hmm.
to make it to that next level.
Yep.
And that's the battle that you constantly face when people are so invested in the kid's individual success. And it's not a negative thing.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm not coming off.
No. I'm totally with
attacking
you. Yeah.
But like, I think when kids come and play for a penny, the community as a whole trusts him to do the job mm-hmm. that you hired him to do. And that's going to be molding those kids, not only so they can have individual success, but also so the team can have success.
Yep.
And sometimes those two things don't run parallel to each other, because you want a guy to average 30 when the coach really needs him to average 20. But I think if we can do that as a community, it'll really help the program move forward and have the success that everybody really wants for the program.
We're talking with Aki Collins, former Memphis Tiger assistant. Sticking with the whole Joe Jackson thing for a second, to the point about the outside pressures, I mean, what it was, I think it was about like 3 different years that it came up about Joe talking about transferring, like right in the middle of the year, right? And that would come up. So I know that that was a constant battle. Tarik Black, eventually everything, all the noise, whatever, he was like, you know what? I need to change. He left. Chris Crawford, great scorer in high school, had to play a different role for Memphis. And I know at times he wasn't always happy. He had a terrific career. Love Chris. And it's a different environment, as you said. It's just so different.
I'll say this about Chris. He handled it as best as he could. Chris did a phenomenal job in handling all the pressure. You got to understand Chris's situation. He's there with Joe, and Joe is the scoring machine that he is.
Yep.
And when Joe had his, in my opinion, his best year, Chris was really running the point. We let Joe start the game at the point. Chris would come in and allow Joe to do his job off the ball. Now, they would switch during the game, but it freed Joe up to run the team at first, but then he had to scratch that itch, so to speak, and put the ball up. And he did a great job. But I think that's all because Chris allowed that to happen. Like, Chris was such a really good shooter, but he didn't have to take a bunch of shots. You know, if Joe was struggling, or Tarik was struggling, or DJ wasn't going, or Adonis wasn't going, Chris could step up. We don't win the Conference USA tournament game against Southern Miss if it's not for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chris hit some big shots. We're down at Xavier, and it was Chris Crawford that brought us back. You know, but that's why that team was really good, because they all accepted their role, because they all had a common goal. They all wanted to get out of that first round game and try to progress in the tournament. So, you know, they stuck together even through the rocky start down in the Bahamas. But that team was a really good team. We had some really good players and really good people on that team.
When it comes to recruiting these high-level guys and going around the nation, like Tiger fans are accustomed to the program being able to draw. Obviously, Calipari, you know, perfected that and had it humming. Josh was able to do that for a while, then had to turn more inward. Penny has had success with national guys, but then he's also not been able to get him here, not through any shortcoming on Memphis's part, but because now you got the NBA has obviously always been there, but you've got the G League. You've got more people going overseas. And it seems like maybe with this Lawson recruitment that Penny is realizing, man, you know, I got to get more sure things while I continue to swing for the fence. But, like, I've got to make sure that I take care of what I know I can get. It seems like that's got to be a very fine line, and you would know better than anyone when it comes to recruiting. You know, I kind of relate it to my daughter getting ready for her college search. Yeah, go ahead and apply to, you know, these amazing schools, but let's make sure we got, you know, a safety school or two in our back pocket, right? Is that a good analogy?
That's absolutely correct. And I think part of that is you have to be – it's not so much taking care of, you know, getting a kid that you can get. I think every coach does that.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the situation at Memphis is you can't allow the chase for those five-star out of the city recruits to make you pass up on a local surefire kid who may just be a little bit, may not be at that same level, but you can have him for 2 or 3 years and maybe he can get to that level. And I think that's the balancing act. That's the trick, because at the end of the day, there may come a time where, okay, this five-star superstar from, you know, Alabama is not ready to commit, but we got this four-star really good player here locally that's ready to pop.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to take the short thing. You know, and a lot of coaches get into that situation where they want to hang on for the home run instead of hitting the triple sometimes. You can't try to hit nothing but home runs. Like, yep. Only a few guys can do that. Calipari is a guy that can do that. For whatever reason, he can do it. Coach K can do it. But there's only like three or four schools that can just sit there and say, okay, I'm just going to wait, and I'm going to play the long game with these five-star recruits, and I know I'm going to get five or eight that I want.
Yep.
You know? And it's not a knock on Memphis, not a knock on Penny. But guess what? You can build a program that way. Jay Wright won two national championships recently by doing that. They had good success. He tried to go and get nothing but five stars. It messed up the culture. It did a lot of things that he wasn't proud of. So what did he do? He went back and got multi-year guys. And then they ended up winning two national championships. So there's different ways to skin the cat, so to speak. I just think, you know, Penny's only going into his third year.
Yep.
You know, and I think people don't understand that. So he's still figuring it out as he's going along, but I think they've done a really good job. Just they've got some bad breaks along the way.
Wrapping up with former Memphis Tiger assistant Aki Collins. Wanted to ask you, because one thing that Keelan mentioned when he was talking to Jason John was some of the negative recruiting from other schools as to what they're, you know, putting to Memphis. And as an ace recruiter, which you are, you know about what schools will say and what they'll do, probably well more than we could get into on the radio. But what interested me was it wasn't necessarily about the NCAA stuff, although I'm sure there is that too. But it was more, or at least anyway, what Keelan mentioned was the contract stuff, that Penny has not signed his original deal and that they've, you know, been working on this extension. But due to the current state of the world, which is where we are, that contract is on the back burner, according to the AD, Laird Virts, which you can understand. And I can understand how money would be a sticking point. Like, Penny has a price tag. But right now, with coaches across the country and universities struggling for money and coaches giving money back, you want to kind of wait and see how that goes. So I get that. But if it's out there in recruiting and being used against Memphis, in your opinion, is it important for Memphis to come out with some sort of agreement sooner rather than later?
I think from the moment that Penny was hired, that's been a source of negative recruiting because the original agreement was, I believe, only 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I personally don't view that as being a negative recruiter. You should simply state them for facts.
Yep.
And it's a fact that anybody could Google and see if you just read the article about when he was hired, that was in the article that he only agreed to a 3-year deal. So from that perspective, I don't think that's negative recruiting, but I think Memphis has an opportunity to eliminate that from part of the equation by doing something with this contract. I don't think when you're trying to get multi-year guys, especially, families want to know that the guy that's recruiting them contractually is there for the duration of that kid's collegiate career. So coaches tend to like to have at least 4 years on their contract when they're recruiting a player because that's something that people can take a shot at you about.
Yep.
You know, and they're just going to state the fact. So I think it's important that the university does something, whatever their plan is, but, you know, and he's technically going into his last year of his contract, that doesn't bode well when you're trying to recruit multi-year players. Now, it's fine when you're recruiting one-and-dones because hey, you'll leave when I leave.
That's right.
The case. But, you know, if I'm going to send my son someplace to play, I want to know that the coach has a level of security, not just because he's a popular figure in the community. I want to know contractually that he has some years on his deal.
Yeah. That makes sense. Hey, listen, Aki, really enjoyed this today. It's been a long time since we've chatted. I enjoyed listening to you, Jason John, and thanks for coming on today, man. Stay safe and be healthy.
Hey, Matt, I'm just glad. I appreciate it. I'm just glad that you decided to come to work today and those other two guys decided to take a vacation.
They needed a day off, man. They deserve it. This is, you know what I'm saying?
They're grinding, Aki. They're
heavy
grinding,
lifting,
bro.
Aki. Heavy lifting.
Hey, listen, When Jason was texting me, I had some choice words for both of them. Those are my guys. They do work hard.
I mean, it's like, how long can you keep people in the fill room before they want to get out on the floor,
that's
right?
It.
You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
I got it. I get it.
Yep. So, I'm with you.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, all right, Aki. Take care.
Have a good one.
Aki Collins, former Memphis Tigers. This is, yeah, fun stuff. Yeah.
Listen, he's been in those trenches, and I'm with him, and I want Penny to get all the kids because I'm in Memphis. But like,
for sure,
if it is stating a facts, right?
Yeah.
This is a tough time for Memphis if you're hearing that from Keelan, because it's like I don't know how you get a deal done, but you probably have to if you're going to try to effectively recruit coming in at 21.
Why can't you just come out with the old generic? Hey, we've reached an agreement on an extension.
In premise, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In that there Let's will be an this. Extension. We don't know the money. We don't know the years. We don't know this, but we've agreed that we're going to extend it. So, you know.
I wonder what, and I
know it's not that simple, obviously.
No.
Like, I don't want Tiger fans to be like, oh, I get it. I understand that there's a lot happening.
There's a lot going on.
And you need a lot to get everybody on the same page and this, that, and the other. But I think it would be helpful if you're able to come to, and I don't
you
think
you got to figure that out.
Yeah, something.
Well, I also think that Mike's, all the questions that have come with Mike have also sort of lingered there, too. I don't think I'm speaking out of school by saying that, because we've talked about it on the radio station. You know, like, I'm sure Mike has aspirations to be a head coach. I'm sure that every other coach is like, well, if you got a relationship with Mike, you know, could be bouncing soon. But you can figure that out. He took a hometown discount, Penny did, for that first deal. I imagine he wants to coach here, to coach here long term. But there's interesting things that are happening with him. I know John reported on the R.J. Hampton thing, that he's now sort of helping tutor some of these other players.
Yep.
I found that fascinating, too.
Yeah, that was an interesting piece. We'll get into that when John visits with us later on, I think at 12:45.
That's it.
He's joining us. But when we come back, we're going to talk some college football, SEC football, with Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post. He wrote a story that SEC country probably not going to be well-received, but it's certainly an interesting piece. We'll talk to Jerry when we come back.
The Gary Parish Show, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Athletic directors don't want to play football with no fans for two reasons. One, if it's not safe enough for fans, is it really safe enough for football players? That's a reasonable question. Two, can't put 80,000 people in a football stadium. You're losing a lot of revenue.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. During this interesting time in our history, you can count on 92.9 for live and local news, information, and entertainment. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Our most popular Get My Perks deal is back. $50 of mouth-watering Tops barbecue for only $25. Get your deal today at getmyperks.com.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great, because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent, too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE, that's 867-7283, or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
The Live Love Memphis Group of RE/MAX experts. Listen, you want to get involved with the real estate market in the city of Memphis in the Mid-South, and I recommend doing it with the team at Live Love Memphis. They're the best in Memphis, and they are built to help you navigate these crazy times. This is what they do. They make things easy for their clients, whether you're buying, whether you're selling. They can take you through that process. They can help you if you're buying and you don't want to necessarily go inside the home because you're nervous. They can do that for you, show you virtually. Same thing on the other side. If you're selling, they can discuss the list price with you, all virtually, that easy. All you have to do is email at info@livelovememphis.com.
You have to do it any way you want it, 901-685-6000. Again, 901-685-6000. Can do that video conference, can video conference a showing, can do it from the comfort of your couch. The point is just call 901-685-6000. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this hardworking Live Love Memphis team that you guys know. Got my home sold now over a year and a half ago. They'll get the job done for you as well. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Is this Milli Vanilli?
Oh, this is, what's his name from New Edition? How am I missing that?
I'd probably threw you by asking if it was Milli Vanilli. Now that I hear him singing.
Rob Trezvant, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think, bro. My apologies.
Milli Vanilli. This was the real thing, man.
Like the music.
This was the real thing. They weren't lip syncing.
Well, the lead-in sounded like it had that same kind of vibe to it.
No, Ralph Trezvant.
Let's just forget I said that. Great conversation with Aki Collins, former Memphis assistant. We're going to talk some college football and more right now with Jerry Brewer, who writes for the Washington Post. He's their national sports columnist. He is writing for the Post, but based out in Seattle. Jerry, how's everything with you, and how's things in Seattle today?
We're hanging in there, Matt. I'm going to tell you what right now. If someone did not help you get Ralph Trezvant there.
Oh, God.
You were going to bail me out?
Instead of Milli Vanilli, I was going to hang up.
That's fair enough. You know what? So, again, in my defense, that was before I heard the vocals. So then right away I would have known, because Milli, or maybe it was Vanilli, they had their own classic lip sync.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about?
I feel like we're off on the wrong track already, Jerry.
Old school, man. Old school.
Hey, so let's start with the college football, because in more of a unique position as we ponder what a return to sports might look like than the NBA, than Major League Baseball, NFL, NASCAR, you name it, because those are paid professionals. College football, amateur athletes. And you wrote a column yesterday in the Washington Post with, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the central point is, if it's too dangerous for college campuses to host college students, how can it be okay for football players, amateur athletes we're talking about, not professionals, to come back and play? And the argument being, if there's no school, there can't be any football. Did I sum that up pretty correctly?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So we're in SEC country. SEC fans, most of the schools, as you note in your story, have already said they're bringing students back to campus in the fall, which would, I would imagine, make your story a little unpopular down here. But if everyone doesn't get on the same page, so my question, does it even matter if the SEC is ready to go and nobody else is?
Well, I think realistically, Matt, we're not going to have a national college football season that starts on time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best option is you're either going to have to play regionally, because most of the regions are, and there's certain factions, you know, certain groups, the clusters that are kind of loosely agreeing to do things the same. I think you could play regionally, and I think you could play within your conference. You know, so let's say the SEC, instead of having an 8-game schedule, maybe it's an 11 or 12-game schedule in which they only play SEC opponents. I think that is probably going to be most realistic. The question then becomes, well, what about the playoff? And I think if you did wind up having to play only within conference, and let's say things change into the point where early in 2021, you know, we could do more of a national roaming type of thing. I think then the conversation becomes, well, should the BCS playoff be expanded? And maybe they could agree to terms on something where it could be expanded for a year. And I think they would like how well the tournament went, that they would keep it expanded to at least eight teams. But, I mean, all of it is – this thing changes every couple weeks.
Yeah.
And even since I've written that column, you know, I'm seeing – reports. I read something out of Louisiana last night, and I don't know if it's been picked up widely yet or not. Basically, that SEC schools think they can get back on campus June 1st or June 15th.
Yep.
Which really seems kind of asinine to me, but we'll see where this goes. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns, but for campuses that aren't going to be open or are only going to partially be open, I think you're sending the wrong message by saying, but that's okay. We'll still have football.
Mm-hmm. To your point, the SEC presidents and chancellors are scheduled to vote next week whether they're going to allow student-athletes to return by June 1st for those workouts. Yesterday, Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley came out and basically put the SEC in his sights, said that talk of schools bringing back players on June 1st is, quote, one of the most ridiculous things he's ever heard. He is pushing and saying that college football gets one shot at this to bring everybody back at the right time when they're prepared, know as much as they can, and you get one chance at doing it correctly. Do you agree with him?
I mean, loosely, you know, I mean, I do think that there is, you know, you get one shot, meaning there's a right time or there's a wrong time, and if you screw it up, you know, you can say goodbye to the season. If he wants a uniform return date, that's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, there is no national oversight of COVID-19. You know, it's being left state by state.
Yep.
And so you have to adhere to your state's restrictions. And then, like I said, there's alliances and coalitions among states regionally where they've kind of agreed to do similar things. So just the thought that you're going to be able to get all 50 states on the same page, that's incredibly ambitious, if not foolish.
Mm-hmm. Talk with Jerry Brewer, national sports columnist at the Washington Post. Along those lines, the one league that may be closest to starting up is Major League Baseball, with reports that they're hoping for a possible July 4th start date. Setting aside what should be the biggest issue, which is the health and safety of everybody involved and how are they going to do that, the actual biggest issue, the real issue, is the financial battle brewing between the owners and the players over the finances of prorated salaries and who gets how big a piece of the pie. And that, to me, is such a sticking point. I know we're all, and we should be focused on the health aspect of it, but the finances, when that starts happening, like, these two sides generally will dig in their heels, and not just germane to the Major League Baseball, you know, happens in the NFL as well. I have a hard time believing that they're going to be able to come to some common ground quickly enough that we'll be able to get baseball back for that reason, not even getting into, as you just said, about how every state is doing things differently. Do you see baseball being able to get these owners and players on the same page?
I do, because I think the optics of it not working out is just too detrimental to the reputation, particularly of players. I mean, I think that's why the owners are playing hardball, because they know, you know, in terms of perception, there would be a significant backlash against the players. But I think they're going to reach a deal. They got the ultimate pressure point, knowing that this can't go on, you know, much longer than about another week. You know, you have to, you got to get some training time in before you would start a season around the 4th of July. So I think that it's going to be a real fight, and there's going to be a lot of headlines, a lot of ugly things said over the next week. But I would be shocked if it doesn't get done, because the last thing as a sport that you want to be is one that decided not to play.
Yep.
And all the arguments about money are out there in the open. That is going to tick people off. I mean, we're in a lot of ways, we're desperate for the diversion of sports, and we're desperate for the symbolism of sports. You know, going out there competing, it's symbolic of a return to normalcy, and I think it's something that we all need, provided that it's safe.
Yep. And I do think in their best interest, as you're discussing, get it done sooner rather than later. Blake Snell, Tampa Bay, former Cy Young Award winner, great pitcher, has put himself into a bit of a controversy with his comments about, you know, not taking the pay cut and this, that, and the other. And generally, like, and I understand where he's coming from. But I just feel like I tell my kids, hey, read the room a little bit before as you jump into a discussion. Read the room, see what kind of gauge the temperature. And for him to be talking about, oh, I'm only, I think one of our hosts, Gary Parrish, broke it down. He was going to make $100,000 a start after taxes, something along those lines. And when you look at the, what, 36 million Americans that are currently unemployed, that just seems to me like, all right, you know, we got to hurry up and get this done so we don't have more players coming out and alienating our, what we hope is our growing fan base if we're the only game in town.
Yes, absolutely. Nobody wants to hear, I got to get mine.
Yeah.
when you're making as much money as he's making. So it's pretty simple there. And I think he had an important point about what's the worth of me, of this risk for me. You're going to have to say it in better terms. And like you said, you have to be able to read the room.
Mm-hmm.
The players really, don't make this an argument about money, you know, make it an argument about your safety and what you're willing to sacrifice, what you're willing to risk. For the possible health risk, because if you make it about money, you're going to lose every time right now.
Yep. Talking when wrapping up with Jerry Brewer, sports columnist for the Washington Post. Real Post, but before we let you go, I know you're based in Seattle. I don't know if you saw this last night. Obviously, it's a huge story right now in the NFL. And I don't know why a national columnist would be tuned into a local Zoom call for the local NFL team, but recently acquired Seattle Seahawk Quentin Dunbar chatted with the Seattle media yesterday, a day after he and another NFL player, DeAndre Baker, allegedly committed armed robbery at a party. Both are, at least when I last looked prior to walking the studio, still wanted by Florida police, but looking at potentially serious jail time. What is being said and what's the reaction in Seattle right now about this story?
It's crazy. On one hand, Seattle sports fans don't know Quentin Dunbar. I know him pretty well because I covered the Redskins quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.